new movie, A Simple Plan. Billy Bob Thornton and Alanis Morissette will perform. Every single person on this show except me is nominated for a Golden Globe. Even I just saw Laura Dern passing on. I said, hi, Laura. She got nominated. Everyone except me was nominated.
Oh, man, Jay.
Sorry, but I wasn't even up for it, so it doesn't matter. All right, my first guest, Emmy award-winning actress, stars as Agent Scully on the popular series The X-Files. Also stars in a new film, Playing by Heart, which opens in Los Angeles on December 30th and nationwide in January. Please welcome the lovely Gillian Anderson. Congratulations on your Golden Globe nomination. Pretty cool. Pretty neat.
Thank you very much.
That's very cool. That's very cool. What do you have there?
I brought this little thing. My daughter got it today as kind of a pre-Christmas gift, but I wanted to kiss you with it because it's really funny.
You want to kiss me with it?
Well, look. It's meant to go, can it go up your nose?
Oh, isn't that lovely?
It's in your ear? Isn't that funny?
Oh, what a lovely thing that is. And you know, it's not at all annoying. That's what I like about it. You have to really squeeze it, though.
Yeah, you do have to squeeze it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's only that long.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a...
No.
Oh, well, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Well, whew, you certainly spoiled your daughter, haven't you? So many of the Hollywood stars, they go all out. What is that, $1,500 for that? That's a beautiful thing.
Sweet.
Now, are you ready for the holidays? Have you done your shopping?
I've done some of the shopping.
Yeah.
I've done like a little bit of it. Yeah. Not all of it.
That means you haven't done
anything. I'm kind of behind. No, I have. I've done some of it. You know, sometimes you start shopping and then you end up buying stuff for yourself.
Uh-huh. How unlike people in show business. Now, let me ask you now. So you go out and you look for something for other people. They go, no, I want that. Do you wind up keeping the item you're buying for someone else?
I don't want to talk about this. I'm too embarrassed. It's not fair.
Now, I know your daughter is 4.
She is.
And what a cutie.
She is a cutie. Oh, she's backstage.
Cute. She is cute backstage.
Hi, Piper.
Now, do you put the, do you do the thing for Santa? Because Santa, you put out the cookies and...
No. No, we don't have any ritual like that. I've never really gotten into putting out the cookies for the reindeers. I think the only ritual in my family at all was that no matter how early I got up, because I was an only child until I was about 13, but no matter how early I got up, we had to wait for my dad to take a shower, make his coffee, get dressed, and come downstairs and run the tree. It was
excruciating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can always remember being, like, asleep. You know, it's like, too, when I hear this, I don't know where the hell the screwdriver is. I can't get this damn... You're going to wake the boy. Yeah, what are you? My father trying to put the thing together. Well, damn it, where's that screwdriver? Santa, shut the hell up! My father would yell, you know, is that you, Santa? Get the hell back in bed! You know, it'd be like a... So that wasn't bad. And would your dad deliberately stretch it out, like,
oh, no,
take extra long
think,
time
well,
in the shower?
Well, maybe. No, I don't think so. I just don't think he knew that, you know, it was excruciating to have to wait.
Oh, that's the fun part about being a dad, making the kids suffer. What fun is that? You got to make them wait. Now, what does Piper want? Did she write a letter to Santa?
She has not written a letter.
Oh, you have to write a letter.
She hasn't written a letter. She's into the, the guns and the...
is she into the Furby thing? Does she want a Furby?
She does want a Furby.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're pretty hard to find.
They are hard to find.
They're pretty hard to find.
Have you had trouble?
Well, I've had a little bit of help.
Really?
Yeah. I'm lucky.
What kind of help have you had? Kind of a X-Files kind of thing?
Hey!
Very good.
You have to have friends in the right places, Jay.
Boy, I'll say. And it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's just beautiful. So beautiful.
I think it's got ticks.
What do you do?
Is there batteries in it?
I don't know. Like, what are they? I don't know.
I don't know. What is...
Oh, good.
It'll make a lovely pet for that thing. Yeah. I wouldn't be teaching her that kind of thing.
No. She knows. She knows how to treat animals, actually.
Do you have a lot of animals?
Yeah, well,
you?
No, I don't have a lot. We have a dog, a big a Neapolitan Mastiff named Cleo.
A Neapolitan? So it's strawberry, vanilla, chocolate?
Yeah. No, it's kind of a slate gray color, kind of
like
on
the desk.
And I got her a hamster for her fourth
Hamsters
birthday.
Hamsters are fun.
Hamsters are really fun, and she does this kind of stuff with the hamster. I love him so much. She actually, we have these little wooden boxes on the coffee table, and she likes to put them in there and then put the lid on top. The animal rights activists are going to come knocking on my
door. Does she take care of it? Now, do you have to take care of it?
Well,
do you have to feed it?
No, see, that's the problem. Yeah. I'm not really much better than she is.
Really?
Well, she was away for about 2 weeks. And after, like, the fifth day, I thought, oh, hamster!
You forgot to feed
it? It was new. She had just gotten it. And you, I know she's watching.
Forgot?
And I haven't told her this story.
It is an awesome responsibility.
True, Piper, is that true? It is an awesome responsibility. But I forgot.
What happened?
I'm walking down the hall and I'm thinking, okay, if the hamster's not alive, I'll find another one, and if I can't find the right color, I'll just convince her that they molt or they change colors. They're like chameleons, and fortunately the hamster was fine.
Oh, he's okay.
He was fine, you know.
He was just fasting.
He was, well, no, because I think he got the sense that he wasn't being fed, and so he started to eat a lot. So he was actually really chubby when I found him, so I was very relieved.
Where did he get the food?
There was food at the beginning before she went out of town, and I think the hamster just... don't know if it's a he or a she.
I realize.
I know, I'm bad.
Well, tell me about Playing by the Heart. Tell me about the movie.
Playing by Heart?
Yeah, I haven't seen... You know, usually I always see the movies beforehand, but...
It's not to see. You can't see it.
So.
Well, it's an ensemble piece. It's a great, great group of actors. Sean Connery and Jenna Rollins.
Sean Connery.
And Angelina Jolie and Ellen Burstyn and John Stewart, who I actually work a lot with. And I think the clip that you have...
You have a clip? Okay.
Is
Sean... Hello, Pussy Galore. I love that movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When you were talking Pussy Galore?
Will you say that again?
Hello, Pussy. How are you?
Oh, that's pretty good.
I mean, didn't he have a sexy voice?
He does have a sexy voice.
Hello, Pussy. Let's take a look.
Will you call me every once in a while and just say that it is?
I used to do phone sex with Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Here's the scene. Playing by hand.
Playing by heart.
Playing by heart.
Meredith, can we say a lawsuit? Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. I landed on a stack of George, plenty of padding.
Meet the architect. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah.
I can just find one. Theater week is on me. And dinner is on me.
No. Not necessary, truly.
You know, I'm not just asking you to dinner as a preemptive strike against litigation. I'm asking because...
Listen, everyone.
What changed your mind?
Anybody who can say preemptive strike against litigation with a straight face deserves a dinner.
The film opens December 30th.
And then reopens in January.
And then reopens in January. Listen, and Merry Christmas to you and Piper.
Thank you very, very much.
Gillian Anderson, be right back with Billy Bob Thornton.